Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Why, hello, love. I am so glad you joined me today because I have something to share with you that has the power to improve every area of your life as well as your confidence. And how would you like to also reduce or eliminate your fear, anxiety, and worry? Well, in episode 26 titled "Do This Before Finalizing Your Goals for 2021, I shared with you a training from Mel Robbins where she encouraged us to reflect on last year and the mistakes we made and the lessons we learned so that we didn't continue making those same mistakes in 2021. Now, I have so much respect for Mel, and I just love hearing her perspective because she's so real, honest, vulnerable, and isn't afraid to tell it like it is. She also has some simple tools to use and doesn't overcomplicate things. So, have you heard of the 5-second rule before? If not, this is going to blow your mind. And please don't automatically rule this out because of the simplicity of it. But according to Mel, there is a 5-second window between a moment when you're suddenly inspired and you feel the pull of what's meant for you, you hear that wisdom inside of you, or might I suggest God whispering in your ear, and then you make the same mistake that we all do. And instead of taking action, you stop and think. And if you think about what you need to do for more than 5 seconds flat, your mind goes from being in control of what you're thinking about to running back all of your past mistakes, failures, or disappointments until you simply talk yourself out of it. Does this sound familiar? Well, as it says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." So here's where the 5-second rule comes into play. From now on, when you feel the fear rise, the voice in your head telling you that you don't have the self-control, or you're just going to gain the weight back anyways, or you are bound to fail like you always do, I want you to start counting backward from 5 the minute that negative thought comes into your mind. So you'll literally say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then physically move. And what does this do? Well, when you count backwards, you interrupt the patterns in your brain, and counting backwards also creates focus. I recently watched a free training from Mel Robbins that was amazing, and she actually took this to a whole nother level, and it made even more sense. So she used the analogy of putting a load of laundry into the dryer. What do we all have to do after every load?
collect the lint out of the filter, right? Well, Mel says when we count backward, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, this is clearing out the lint in our brains. The lint that makes us lose our inspiration due to all of that negative self-talk. She actually has an acronym for lint to make it easier to remember. Lose inspiration by negative thoughts. So once we get to one, it's so clear that our confidence and courage can begin flowing through us again. Isn't that awesome? Well, Mel has used this rule to help herself get out of bed in the morning, cure anxiety, start working out, control alcohol, and so many other things. And that is what is so amazing about this rule. You can literally apply it to every area of your life. Now, to be honest with you, I heard this rule several years ago, and when I first learned about it, I was using it daily and was so inspired. But over time, as with anything that we don't continue to put into practice, I forgot about the power behind this simple rule. But one of the first times I used the 5-second rule was when I had this thought come to mind that I should reach out to Maria Emmerich to share some of the keto products my company offers. Now, just in case you aren't aware, Maria is well known in the keto community and is extremely knowledgeable on keto. She is most known for her cookbooks, though. So somewhere along the line, we became Facebook friends, and I happened to be online one day and thought, what if I reached out to her about my products and she was interested? In the past, my negative self-talk would have immediately talked me out of it and told me, she won't be interested. There are probably people bombarding her daily to try this product and that product, and she probably won't even respond anyway. But I counted backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and opened up Messenger and started typing. I actually just went back to my Messenger and saw that message is still there. It's dated October 1st, 2017 at 7 p.m. This is what I wrote. Hi, Maria. I absolutely love following you, and I think I have almost all of your cookbooks. You have the most delicious recipes. I've been following the keto lifestyle since February of this year and have never felt better. I'm sure you have people reach out to you often, but my company has some amazing products that work side by side with the keto lifestyle. They are what helped me stick to the plan, honestly, and I've had such success. Would you be open to trying them? I have so much respect for you and would love your feedback. And you know what? Within minutes, she replied back, "Thank you for your love, for sure." And she gave me her address. Talk about a high. That seriously gave me chills because, again, I didn't think she'd have any interest. But I truly believe God puts things on our heart and nudges us so often, but many times we talk ourselves out of it and then wonder why we aren't getting anywhere. Well, what if we stop pushing His voice away and from now on use this powerful rule in combination with trusting Him and then taking action? Can you just imagine where you would be a year from now if you use this rule consistently from now on? Well, here are a few suggestions for how you can start implementing the 5-second rule starting today. Number one. So the next time you hear that voice in your head telling you, oh, just skip your workout today. One day won't hurt you. You worked out for the last 3 days straight. Immediately start counting backward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I want you to put those workout clothes on and either go down to the basement like I do and start your beach body workout, or grab your keys, get in your car, and start driving to the gym. Isn't it true that once you start working out, even if those first few minutes are a drag, you feel incredible afterwards and are so proud of yourself? Each time you complete another workout, especially pushing away that negative voice, you build more and more confidence. Number two, the next time you're tempted to order fast food from DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub, instead of eating leftovers or making that salmon you thought out in the fridge, immediately start counting backward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And open the fridge and start cooking. Again, even if it doesn't necessarily hit the spot the moment you eat it, think about how proud you'll feel tomorrow when you get on the scale and see that you lost a half pound since the previous day. Number three, the next time your alarm goes off and you hear that voice saying, "I think I'll skip my miracle morning today," immediately count backward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and get out of bed. I also might suggest that you immediately wash your face with cold water and drink at least 8 ounces of water. Number four, the next time you sit down to eat with your family and you see their rolls on the table and your stir-fry veggies, and you hear that voice in your head say, "Just one roll won't hurt," go for it. Count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stand up and walk away from the table for a moment and ask yourself, is what I'm about to put into my mouth going to honor the temple where the Holy Spirit lives? Is it going to improve my quality of life so that I can better serve others? Or is this something that is going to detract from that? Then sit back down and load your plate up with veggies instead. Number five, the next time you hear your husband say, "You look beautiful tonight," and you hear that voice in your head say, "No, you don't. You've gained 10 pounds. He's just saying that to make you feel better." Count backward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and tell him thank you. And then give him a big kiss. I promise you, love, this works, but you are going to have to make a commitment to put this into action for yourself. If you just hear it on an intellectual level, it might make sense, but you won't experience the benefits. It is truly liberating, though, and I can't do it justice by trying to describe the feelings. But mark my words, this has the power to help you break through that plateau you've been experiencing, increase your self-confidence, reach the number on the scale you thought was only a dream, and reach any other goal you have for your health or any other area of your life. As I mentioned in episode 32 titled, "Are You Ready to Finally Get Results in 2021? We are now in training, right? We aren't trying anymore because we've realized trying doesn't work. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to shereehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they've played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to shereehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Well, Mel shared another technique in the free training that is so simple but yet profound. Now, before I share that with you, I want to just give a shout out to Jamie Kern Lima. Have you heard of her? She actually is the founder of IT Cosmetics, which is an amazing makeup line. But she put on this incredible virtual summit, and not only did Mel Robbins speak, but some of the other speakers were Tony Robbins, Brendan Burchard, Ed Milette, Chrissy Metz, Dean Graziosi, Robin Roberts, Sarah Blakely, and so many more. This event was truly life-changing. And did I mention it was free? Jamie put this event on to launch her new book, Believe It, which just came out on February 23rd. And all of the proceeds are going to Feeding America and Together Rising. Talk about giving selflessly. I will make sure to link her book for you in the show notes because I have nothing but the utmost respect for her and want to do everything I can to support her. Now, I'm only about halfway through the book, but her story is extremely touching. It was not a walk in the park for her by any means to get where she's at today, but she never gave up. And now she runs one of the largest cosmetic lines in the world. Watching Jamie and just the love and support she has from all of these incredible people gave me hope that this dream that God has placed on my heart with the Keto for Christ movement is real. And even though it might not be taking off quite as quickly as I'd like, I just have to trust and believe that God put this dream on my heart for a reason. And I know I just have to continue taking action. So, love, the next time you hear that whisper of doubt creep in from the enemy, remember to count backward 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and physically move. And the next time you hear God whisper a word of encouragement or nudge you to take action towards your dreams, don't ignore it. Count backwards 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And immediately take action. Okay, so I know I digressed, but I thought it was so important to share with you a little bit about Jamie Kern Lima, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have heard about this other technique from Mel. So, are you ready to hear it? Okay, from now on, anytime you look at yourself in the mirror, immediately give yourself a high five. Don't laugh. I know this may sound ridiculous, but as Mel says, by doing this, you are affirming and cheering on the person in the mirror. And there is actually science behind both the 5-second rule and the high-fiving yourself. Every time you practice these techniques, you're practicing neurobics, which according to lexico.com, is mental exercises designed to create new neural pathways in the brain by using the senses in unconventional ways. So, are you going to let those negative voices tell you, those rules are dumb, you're going to look like an idiot doing that? Or are you going to give it a try and prove that voice wrong? And then share with me in your review in a few weeks how these simple tricks pushed you out of your comfort zone and led you to opportunities you never thought were even possible for you. I vote for the latter. Well, I know our time is coming to an end, so let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for these incredible tools that we can use to get closer and closer to becoming the person you've called us to be. So often we listen to that voice, the enemy in our head telling us what we're not, instead of listening to your voice telling us all that we are. You tell us we are beautiful. You tell us we are made in your image. You tell us we are anointed. You tell us we are made for more. You tell us that we are strong, worthy, and loved exactly the way we are. Please help us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to you so that we can become the person you designed for us to be. We rely on your strength, Lord, and not our own. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.